I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel. One thing the Food Channel is known for is its food trends reports, and as we transition out of spring into early summer seems the perfect time to talk about one of the things I obsess over this time of year, which is sandwiches and salads. I started to say a little bit lighter fare, not necessarily. It's all across the board. Kay Logsdon is the editor here at Food Channel. Kay, talk about this new trends report and some of the things that you're seeing, because I'm seeing some things that look straight up delicious and quite unusual.
Yeah, the flavor of salads and sandwiches has really been kicked up. It's been interesting to watch. In fact, I had one of them for lunch today. It's really our remake on a Cobb salad. What we've done is really taken the trend toward local, the trend toward fresh, the trend toward organic, all of those different things that have kind of hit a peak, and said, all right, it's farmers market season. What happens with these foods now that we understand more about them? Now that we have different kinds of lettuces, different kinds of vegetables hitting the market, how do we begin to put those together? One of the fun things that has happened is that they just get piled higher on a sandwich and on a salad, giving you lots more flavor and lots more crunch and lots more texture.
Which is a good thing, but you're right. You know, not always do you think of a salad needing a fork to go with it, but a lot of these sandwiches actually, you know, you do need a fork to go with your sandwich. So talk about that. You mentioned farmers market produce. You're seeing all sorts of produce on a sandwich.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the protein's almost an afterthought. You can create a sandwich with a mix of fresh vegetables, and you put your squash on there, and you add your kale, and you add another kind of lettuce. You put an arugula, you put your onion, and you roast them, and you do different things with the flavors, and then you add different sauces, and even we're seeing dips, for example, where you might do a flight of dips, so you're not just putting mayonnaise on it, although mayonnaise has its place, but you're putting a stronger mayonnaise or an infused mayonnaise or a mayonnaise mixed with ketchup or some other ingredient. And then in addition to that, you might put a spread on, and then you still might dip it in a salad dressing or a salad dressing blend.
What are some of the flavors of those sauces that you're talking about? Spicy?
Yeah, some of them are spicy. There's some sriracha infused sauces that are coming along. We're seeing some chunky things, like some chunky tomato sauces that are great. We're seeing whiskey ketchup and maple ketchup. Those kinds of things are hitting the market. If you can dream up the flavor, you can probably add it to a sauce and create something new and different. And what's great is that we're seeing these in salads and sandwiches. They go across the board. So you might use it as a dressing on your salad, but that same dressing that you put on the side, you can now put on the side of your sandwich and use it, as I said, for dipping, or use it for just a little bit of flavor enhancement. Pour it over the vegetables on your sandwich and just give it that extra oomph.
That sounds so good. And speaking of all those flavors, the global flavors and the ethnic flavors are something we've seen for quite a while, and those are definitely working their way sort of between the breads.
Yeah, we've seen it a lot over the last year with the banh mi sandwich, that is the mostly the pork, but different varieties of even the banh mi. Doner kebabs are coming to the States, and we're seeing more of that kind of a pita bread with lamb, but different versions of that. So the global influences are huge in the sandwich area. It's like it's no longer two pieces of white bread put together. Although I'll pause for a moment and say white bread is the novelty anymore. So big, thick, crusty white bread on a sandwich is something that people are beginning to crave, because you very rarely get white bread. You eat your wheat bread or your rye bread or your whole grain bread. But the whole point is that really anything goes, and we're taking these global influences, we're Americanizing them to some degree, but we're getting new flavors out of it.
That's interesting. The white bread now is sort of the treat, if you will, the nostalgic. I want my white bread. So that's kind of neat. What other breads do you see?
Hawaiian rolls are huge. Hawaiian bread of any sort is really interesting. We're also seeing banana flour as the new flour of choice for those that have chosen to go gluten-free. or need to go gluten-free. And so banana flour is really interesting. Any kind of, you know, oatmeal breads, those kinds of thing are really interesting to people. There's a little bit of texture to some of those that give them another texture. It's all about mixing up your flavors and your textures into something that gives you a kind of a fun experience with every bite.
I'm all about the texture, always have been. So you alluded to the proteins might be a little bit of an afterthought, but still matters. So what do you see in the protein lineup?
Yeah, well, one thing is that it's getting baked in. So both your vegetables and your proteins are getting baked in more and more into things. So instead of your pizza with a regular pizza dough, it might be a cauliflower dough. Instead of your, you know, one meat of choice, you might have 10 meats of choice in smaller quantities, but with, again, more flavor variety that would be there. Chicken is still a staple, but we're seeing things that have been marinated and or infused or grilled or scorched, and that applies to the vegetables as well. So charred vegetables are really popular. So if you've got some wilted lettuce, nobody will notice if you just stick it on the grill.
Wilted lettuce is a big deal in salads. Let's turn our attention a little bit more toward the salad category, because I love a good salad. So what do you see there?
Well, the salads are bigger. they have ingredients that you don't necessarily know how to pronounce. Lots of grain salads, and we're seeing salad for breakfast, so different day parts for salad. Salad was always an appetizer. You had it before your meal, unless you were European, and then you might have it after your meal. But the whole idea of a salad now that is the entree has come into is a mainstay. And so what we do with those entrees is we make them bigger, we make them better, we put more things in them. So grain-infused salads or grain salads by themselves, so you're seeing the chia seeds and you're seeing the quinoa and you're seeing the tabbouleh and all those things that become a salad. And and some of those things are replacing oatmeal or enhancing oatmeal instead of oatmeal one day and, you know, whatever. We're used to oatmeal, we're used to wheat, we're used to cereal for breakfast, but now we're having different greens or grains. Frika, some of these ancient grains that we never haven't heard about for years are coming back into play. All of this in an effort to get more fiber into our diets.
You hear of farro as a grain?
Yeah.
I had a delicious farro salad at a place in New York City called The Little Prince a couple of months ago, and there were a few things on the menu that stood out, but that was one that was just delicious. And you know, you felt good when you left because you felt like you ate something really, really tasty that didn't completely weigh you down. So closing thoughts regarding sandwiches and salads?
You know, we've created the top 10 trends in salads and sandwiches. We have created recipes to go with those, including what I mentioned before, our farmer's market salad, which is a remake of the Cobb salad, and there's a great farmer's market sandwich as well. We've got a grain cereal, or a grain salad rather, that you could indeed make for breakfast. We've got some different recipes that go along with that. So, well, all of these are available on foodchannel.com.
Food Channel editor Kay Logsdon, thanks.
Thank you, Joy.